I started up, looked from that door, and saw this someone else standing by the red light near the tunnel. The voice seemed hoarse with shouting, and it cried, "Hello! Below there, look out!"
I have, in my possession, at least 50 incriminating photos from tourist cameras which feature you and an unknown female.
Oh, stop being so grumpy, Higson. You've got to be excited by what we've found.
I'm not grumpy. I'm not grumpy. It's just that you brought a decaying head into my lab and put it down next to my lunch.
What is Christmas but a time for finding yourself another year older but not a penny richer, I tell you, nephew? If I could work my will, any fool who went about with a Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own Christmas pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
I thought I'd only found a cook. But between us, Silver and I, we got ourselves together in just a few days. A crew of the toughest old salts imaginable. Not pretty to look at, mind.
You people, you're quick enough to take my money, all sweetness and light then, aren't you? Nothing is too much trouble. When I ask something of you, it's different story. It's not my fault I have to go out, and you can't just phone me up and expect me to drop everything just for you. What if I was at work? What would you do then?
I tell you, we must turn this boat around and give them the contents of all four tubes.
You're causing a bit of a stir, aren't you? I've had Mr. Morris on the blower all week. He's been proper bending my ear. He's only trying to tell us to change the result of the tournament. I told him we're not corrupt, yeah? We can't just change things because he's got a bee in his bonnet.
Some say she's half woman, half cockroach. Others say she's a mutated demon sent from the hell realms to punish the wicked.
And I, Lord help me, a mere poor signalman. On this solitary station, why not go to somebody with credit to be believed and power to act?